Rob, a strong start in the first half, but the second half, the Cockatoos came back with a bit of vigour.
It's a couple of big steals in the second half in there, in your 40-metre area, and that really helped you sort of seal the result.
Oh, absolutely. The Cockatoos came back ridiculously hard. We knew they would. They're a big, strong team. They rolled over the top of us a few times, but yeah, some of our tight forwards, Mitch Plankton and Sam Hogarth really stood up in crucial times and grabbed a steal and got the ball back, and we went on the back of that.
And what about the whole week? It's been fantastic to get them together and then take them over to New Zealand, train them up so you can control the conditions there to a point, get a couple of games and a couple of good wins against fairly reasonable opposition there from the Crusaders region.
Yeah, absolutely. Two games in New Zealand, North Canterbury and Ellesmere, and won both of those. They were pretty tough games, heavy conditions. It showed today we were a bit heavy in the legs, a bit slow, but just good to get back to Australia, out to country rugby, out to Gundawindi and have a game.
Must be great to coach your team out here at home, isn't it? It's one of those things, they try and ship them off to curtain raisers before Reds games or Noosa or Gold Coast or anything, but here's about as bush as you're going to get unless you take it out the Dalby or Longreach, but we should see more of that.
Oh, it's great, and this is what country rugby's all about. I mean, we shouldn't be playing these games in Brisbane. They should be in the country. Crowd comes along, you know, and it's a good, strong brand of football. People enjoy watching high-quality country rugby, and we showed that today here in Gundawindi. It's great.
Well, you've been part of the Queensland country setup at NRC level, and, of course, they helped themselves to the title last year. Be able to push a few of these boys through to the NRC level there with the Queensland countryside, and maybe it's time for a bit of a revolution where it's a purely countryside like New South Wales Country Eagles are looking to do in the future?
It'd be nice. We've got some players that are probably good enough to play in the NRC. Unfortunately, travel and time is always the issue, but yeah, there's some players that are looking to go forward, and we've got quite a few 20, 21-year-old, 22-year-old kids in that team, and we expect not to see them in our program next year. They'll either go to Prems or get a run in the NRC maybe.
And it's good to have someone like Brent who's coaching the Colts. Experience, of course, an Australian Rugby Shield winning coach, and also still part of the school system as well, so he can really associate with the kids.
Yeah, and Brent's been great for our program. We work really closely as coaches across the board, and it's been great to have Brent and John in the 19s this year, and things have done well.
And what about the support from the QRU? Are they giving you the support you need as far as, you know, coaching and also that next level? And again, having a chat with Matt Tonis, nobody from the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles went to either of the games today or in Camden a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we've had really good support from Queensland Rugby Union. You know, we've won some games in the last few years, so they're looking at our program. They're excited about our program. Seven players from our program last year went on to play Prems in Brisbane. Two went overseas for contracts, so that's quality. So, yep. They're watching and they help us a lot, so it's great.
And of course you're back at Heritage Siege and they look after you as far as all this time off, and what do you get up to there, and how's the conditions around here? You know, it's been a bit tough for a lot of the farmers.
It's been ridiculously tough and it's dry. I'm very lucky. I work for a company like Heritage Seeds who support us in what we do. They like us helping in the community, and that's very important.
Well, Rob, warmest congratulations on the result again, unfortunately. But we move on. But congratulations, the Queensland Country Eagles coach, Rob Johnson.